The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Once, this is in Nahjul Balagha, I believe it's khutbah number 12, a man was walking back, he had the honor of walking back with the Imam after the Battle of Jamal, the Battle of the Camel. And that man, when he was seeing the victory of the Imam, the Wali of the time, has won, he has supporters, he was able to, he mentioned something. He said, I wish my brother could be here to witness this. I just wish he was alive, he was still here with us, he could have seen Islam victorious. The Imam told him, he said, was your brother one of our supporters? Did he believe in this? Was he with us? The man said, absolutely. The Imam responded in this way. He said, فَقَدْ شَهِدَنَا. He was here with us. And he said, not only him, there are men and women who haven't been born yet. They also were with us and witnessed this. Brothers and sisters, you and I were part of those victories. The ones now, the ones before. So we were part of those victories, 100%. Now, sometimes, brothers and sisters, we see that certain individuals don't see the victories. They don't see the victories. They don't see what it is that has happened. They don't see what's going on. Unfortunately, they make big mistakes. Sometimes even celebrity Muslims make big public mistakes and commit major sins. It happens sometimes. Allah protect all of us. You brothers and sisters, remember Ayatollah Fatemiya, one of our great ulama, great spiritual man. He mentioned, he said, that there is one sin that God definitely won't forgive. A person can do many, many sins, but there are some sins that God forbid. He said, if a person commits this sin, there's no way. Unless, of course, they make tawbah. What is that sin? To weaken the leader. Weakening the leader, standing against him, misinterpreting him, serving the enemy cause. This person is the Izz of Islam right now. Whatever the reason, sometimes somebody does it because directly they've been given orders. Sometimes it's even worse. This is from our Prophet. He tells Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen, Ya Ali, Sharrun Nas, the worst person, Man ba'a akhiratahu bidunya, the person who sells his akhirah, who sells his hereafter for his dunya. Wa sharrun min dhalika man ba'a akhiratahu bidunya ghayrihi. Worse than that person is the person who sells their akhirah for somebody else's dunya. Anyone who weakens the leader, weakens the wise stances of the leader, has committed a major sin. Unbelievable. Unacceptable. So, inshallah, I'll just suffice with that and then move on. Our Prophet told us something. He gave us a principle. Ammar came to our Prophet, and he told our Prophet that, or our Prophet told him, he said that there will come a time when individuals will be fighting one another, righteous individuals, pious individuals, ashab, good people. You see, one of the things that was mentioned, which was very sad, is that no one's right. No one's right, and therefore no one's wrong. And that, brothers and sisters, that's an argument that liberal secularism is giving to us. It reminds me of a story, I hope it's not true. They said once there was this teacher in Iran, university professor, and he asked his students a question. And when he asked them the question, one of the students stood up and said that, Ustad, the answer is this. The teacher told him, Barakallah fikum. Somebody else said, listen to the question, then he stood up and he said, teacher, he answered in the wrong way. The answer is actually the opposite of what he said. And he gave that answer. And the teacher also told him, Barakallah fikum. So then a third person was watching and he said, how can that be true? How can they both be right? He said this, he just said the opposite of what he said. He said, Barakallah fikum to you also. It can't be that no one's right, no one's wrong, there aren't any standards, there is no truth. We don't have any leadership. So then if I condemn somebody for making this terrible sin publicly, it also shouldn't be wrong. Everything's right. Everything's wrong. It's ridiculous. The Prophet gave him a standard. He told him. He said that, Ammar, this time will come of confusion. People don't know. People are saying things. You don't know where the truth lies. He says that at that time, you go to Ali. If Ali goes into a valley, and everybody else goes into a valley, you go in that valley that Ali goes in. I remember as a young student in the Hawza, Alhamdulillah, I had the tawfiq, Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah came. And he came to a school called Hujjatiyah. When he came to Hujjatiyah, for us, that was Eid. For Hawza students, that was Eid. Everybody, let's go, let's listen to the Sayyid. And he told us something then. He said that if everyone goes, he mentioned the same hadith. He said, if everyone goes in a valley, all of the ulama, all of the maraja, I'll add all of the celebrity Muslims, everyone goes in a valley, and Sayyid Ali Khamenei goes in another valley, you go in that valley that he goes in. So that's one standard that we have to keep in mind, the idea that our actions, when we take stances, and don't take stances. One of the things we need to talk about with tranquility, one of the things we need it for is performing the responsibility, al-amr bil-ma'ruf, enjoining what's right. It's against Western secular values. Don't judge. You know what knows what's in my heart. Whereas Allah says, say, speak, stand for the truth, make a judgment call. God knows what's in anybody's hearts. I'm judging your behavior. I've got to say what's right. My imam, when he tells us why he stood up for Ashura, why he engaged in that bloody battle, it's because of Alam Ma'ruf and Nahyan Munkar. We need tranquility in order to perform that responsibility. Right? So, brothers and sisters, for me to wrap up, there are many, many victories, alhamdulillah. But personally speaking, there is a way for us to go. We have to better ourselves. Part of bettering ourselves is to pick up these noble moral traits. Because as the hadith says, كَمَا تَكُونُونَ يُوَلَّى عَلَيْكُمْ As you are, so will your leadership be. You and I, we want Imam Mahdi to come back? Then 10 days, blood, sweat, and tears, trying to change ourselves. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Allah will never change a people until they change themselves. Now, even when there are fitness like this, and I mentioned one, you and I, you never lose sight of the real shaitan. You don't focus all of your attention on someone who made an error, someone who, well, you condemn that, you stand against that, you're not indifferent to that. You answer those doubts and questions, but you never lose sight of the real Satan.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. this program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.